Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Thank you for joining me today. I want to talk to you today about something I see happening that, something we need to be aware of, because the enemy is going to try to attack us in many different ways. So I wanted to just get on here and discuss this with you. And that is one of the ways the enemy attacks us. And I see people have a lack of willingness to serve Yahweh alone, thinking they need a partner to do this, and just also a willingness to just be alone, seeking to get ahead of Yahweh's schedule when it comes to finding a partner. And this subject has gotten many people in a lot of trouble, including myself, and I speak from experience. Yahweh will bless you when you're patient and you wait for Him on His timing with His plan for you, because He says in His words, know the plans for me, they for you, they are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and a hope. And I see many people get desperate when it comes to finding a partner, and they make the wrong choices. And this is a big problem. There should be no desperation in Yahweh's people. There should be just joy and patience, knowing that Yah has the perfect situation if He wants somebody to be in a relationship or not. But when we get desperate, we settle. And when we settle for anything less than what Yahweh has for us, we're now entertaining the enemy's territory. We're now choosing the side of the territory, whether we know it or not. And this is what I see happening out there today with people. And many of us have gotten ourselves in situations where we have already made the wrong choice. We've already married someone in desperation or for some other reason other than from Yah blessing us. It's not for me to say who that person is or what that situation is, but I could tell you clearly that this is happening and taking place out there. Now, if you've not made that decision yet on who you're going to partner with for life to go through Yahweh's battles with and so on, you need to be patient and wait on Yahweh. And don't let anything else force you or to make you think that you need to rush this decision. Now, if you've already made that decision and you're unequally yoked in a situation, you need to really rely and stick to Yahweh's and pray Yahweh and pray to Him on a consistent basis. The scriptures are very clear about relationships on what we need to do and how we need to treat them. And it gives clear instructions on these things. And, there are a lot of young people out there that are looking to make this important decision, one of the most important decisions someone will ever make. And there are a lot of older people that are still struggling with this. We have to understand, it's about Yahweh, not about us, we got to get to a point in our lives where we can be content and be able to live our lives just with Yahweh. And what He has in store for us is what He has in store for us. And for those of you that have made a decision that was for any other reason and feel in your heart you may have chosen the wrong person or gotten yourself in the wrong situation, or you may be unequally yoked with somebody, you have to treat the situation very delicately and trust Yahweh that he can do all things. And if He can heal the sick, raise the dead, He could certainly change the heart of your partner. You have to go out in faith and trust that. And you have to understand that you're in a spiritual battle, and we all are in a spiritual battle. But Yahweh is going to be victorious, and if we want to stay on His side, we have to do what He says. To remain faithful, to remain prayerful, to be filled with the example that Yeshua sets us with, love and patience. and kindness. That in any way, in no way, is saying that we need to accept or that we need to enable a person in their sin. I am not suggesting that at all. I'm saying we need to strategically and prayerfully move forward with our situations. And I've seen far too many people that are not living in joy. And there are many different reasons, but a big, big, tremendous reason is because they feel they're not equally yoked with their partner, and or they don't have a partner. And Yahweh doesn't say he's going to bless us in some areas. He says he's going to bless us in every area of our lives at every time. And, you know, we're going to hit some times where we don't see it, where we don't understand it. You know, but the thing is, we need to have a clear head in the decisions we make and the things we do. We should never, ever, ever make a decision when our emotions are at a certain level, higher, too high. And people do that, whether it's emotions of a negative thing like anger or fear, or emotions of a positive things when we're so in euphoria because we're so high with joy. You should never make a major decision when you're in those situations. And sadly, that's what people do. When people are getting in relationships today, they're not looking at scripture and realizing, is this person reputable for me to consider spending my life with them? No, they're riding off these emotions of either fear or either euphoria and joy and so on. But they're not asking the real questions, and they're not looking at the wrong things, at the right things. They're looking at the wrong things, and they're focusing on the wrong things. Now, I know there's two types of audiences that are listening to this out there. There's those young people and those people that have been single for a long time that do not have a partner, and they have to find one. Some of you are already in relationships now. If you feel or if you compare and you see from a scriptural standpoint that this person you're in a relationship is not Yahweh, of Yahweh, you know, don't take the next step until you're sure. You know, but there's many people that said they've been sure because they're running these emotions, and don't do it from an emotional standpoint. Yes, get a second and a third opinion from a brother or a sister. It's because you're in too much of an emotional standpoint often to make a wise decision like this. Ultimately, you need to take it to Yahweh, but I've seen many people that said Yahweh told them this was going to be my wife or this was going to be my husband. And a couple of years later, those people are getting divorced. There was a spirit speaking to you, but it wasn't Yahweh, if that's the outcome of it. You know, so instead of trying to make this decision under these emotional states, have a good brother or a good sister in your life that you could speak to about this, and maybe they could be honest enough with you to tell them, look, this person's not good or this person's fine, and get confirmation from two or three witnesses. Now, the other type of person is a person that already made this decision, and most likely it was from an emotional standpoint, and they didn't get wise counsel of two to three witnesses, and they've gotten themselves in a situation where they're unequally yoked. I see it all the time where people say, oh, I wish my spouse would be more closer to Yahweh, or my spouse and, you know, myself, we don't get along. Or, you know, the Bible says when the enemy is there, strife is near. You know, we need to kick the enemy out of the house. We need to get rid of the wicked spirit and the demons that are living in your house. Because the scriptures tell us when you marry somebody, you become one with them. And if you're one with one, you're not going to be in battle against each other. Together, you're going to be in battle against the enemy. And we have to remember that. And I pray for those of you that have made this unwise decision and have gotten yourself in the situation, and you're waking up every day next to somebody that decision wasn't of Yah. But you made that wrong decision. But it's not time to run and flee. It's time to pray and stay, because Yahweh says what to do and how to deal with it. You know, and Yahweh says as believers, we have to treat this in a certain situation. Now, you need to stay righteous and be righteous and set the example of Yeshua in that house. Now, if that person decides to change their heart and with a lot of prayer, that person changed their heart, that's wonderful. If they decide they don't want to hang with that and they can't deal with that, that's not your decision. I know a brother right now who is going through turmoil because his spouse left him. His spouse left him. He didn't leave. His spouse left. And there's reasons for separation, that people shouldn't be involved with people that are acting a certain way or doing a certain thing. But we have to understand, when you're setting a righteous precedent, the unrighteous can't hang. The unrighteous don't want to be there. The enemy doesn't want to be around Yah's word. That's what happens. Their heart will either change or they will leave. It's not your responsibility to cleanse this situation. Yahweh will cleanse this situation one way or another. And you must accept what he's done. You must accept it. But yeah, I see too many people in fear of being alone, enabling one another. I see too many people in fear of this. There's no difference between the person getting beat up every day physically that won't speak up for themselves because they're in fear of being alone and fear of the future. Well, people are getting beat up spiritually, letting their spouse walk all over them, bringing unholy things in their house and doing unholy things. So they're scared to stand up and act righteous because they're scared of being alone. That fear of being alone is just it's not of Yahweh. It's not of Yahweh. We're never alone. Yahweh's with us. You know, if you're getting beat down physically, you need to get help. You need to seek brothers and sisters, or you need to seek a shelter from some place. But you also need to pray for that spouse that's beating you. You know, but you need to speak up and not enable them and let them keep beating you down. You got to speak up. If you keep doing the same thing, nothing's going to change. You got to do something and change something. You know, so you got to get away from that situation, at least temporarily. But then there's the spiritually, those that are getting beat down spiritually. You know, they're scared of leaving, so they let their spouse deal with all this unholy stuff and bring these unholy things in the house and do all these unholy things. You can't enable the person. You got to combat that with righteousness. You know, you got to speak up. You know, we can't control other people. But we're supposed to be living according to Yah's guidelines and instructions. You know, and you know, with patience and with love. You know, and so, you know, you can't control others, but you can certainly control yourself. And the scriptures tell us how to live our lives and what to do and how to be. You know, now I understand and I acknowledge two people that get married and they're both unbelievers, doing unholy things, doing their drugs and their alcohol and doing their unholy things and living in their immodesty and their sometimes fornication and sometimes doing all these unholy things, and they get married. They're equally yoked in wickedness. But then one of them changed after they made that decision, but the other person hasn't changed. Well, you got to see what Yahweh's doing here, because to a degree, you can't blame that other person because you came into an equally yoked of wickedness. Yes, you changed. They didn't change. So it's a tricky thing here because it's like, wait a second. It's kind of unfair to them, it seems. They didn't sign up for a righteous marriage or a righteous person. They signed up to be in a one with somebody who's just as wicked as them. But now Yah gets somebody's heart, and here you are all of a sudden you're a different person. You know, but that person's still in their wickedness. Can't just get up and leave and say, oh, I can't be with this wicked person anymore because now I'm righteous. You know, you were just unrighteous a couple of weeks ago or whatever, a year ago. And Yah changed your heart. And if Yah changed your heart, Yah could change their heart. But you're not supposed to stand up for unrighteousness. So you got to set the example. This is what I believe now. And I'm not going anywhere, but, you know, I'm going to pray for you and trust Yah that Yah changed me. He could change you. Now, what that person decides to do in their decision they decide to make, that's up to them. You know, the scriptures are clear. You know, and if they decide to not be around this, you know, you need to pray harder because Yah wants this. Yah says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they would live. And you have this fear of being alone or these glamorous thoughts. Oh, now I got to go find someone who's righteous. I can no longer be with this unrighteous person. And that's what's happening out today. And I don't believe that's a scriptural model. No. Yahweh, help this spouse that I teamed up with in unrighteousness and wickedness. Thank you, Yah, for changing my heart. And now I trust that you're going to change their heart and give me patience, Father Yah. Give me patience as I watch them change. As I watch them change. And give me joy and peace. Now there's a scriptural model in the examples that are set for in scripture of how to live our lives, because no two people, I don't care who they are, where they are, and what they're going through, will ever agree 100% on everything. And that includes scripture. As a matter of fact, there's more disagreement with certain scripture than anything else. So if you're involved with somebody and you both got involved, you'll say you're both Christians, and then all of a sudden your eyes opened up about Torah, and your spouse doesn't want to keep the Sabbath and still wants to keep Christmas. Look, as long as they love Yahshua, as long as they love Yahshua, you have to understand that's the ultimate goal here. That's the ultimate thing here. Yes, works absolutely matter, and you don't want to live your life with somebody who's living in sin, but we must understand the scriptural model that's outlined in Scripture. In Scripture, it talks about the model of the family and what a wife and the role of a husband is supposed to be. You know, and I tell you, one of the greatest things in the Scripture is the idea of the family model and structure. And it's one of the things that the enemy is trying to destroy more and quicker than anything before. And this creates the problem because people are giving into the enemy in this area. I'm going to tell you what, a lot of people look at the word submissiveness as a curse word, but I'll tell you the most submissive person in Scripture was Yahshua, a wonderful Messiah, who was willing to give up his life for us. The most submissive person in Scripture. And we need to understand submissiveness and patience and trust. And in the Scriptures, it says that the principle that even, you know, for death, we could break Torah, because one person's life is more important than keeping one commandment. Death is the ultimate sign of what Yah didn't want. He wants life and love. And when we think about this, and we think about the death of so many things and marriages and relationships, because one person was prideful in their so-called righteousness and didn't have the patience and the understanding and the wisdom of knowledge to be submissive to Yahweh's order. We have to understand this thing. And you know, we need to set a precedent of righteousness in our households, and whether it be through prayer or whether it be through works, wherever it be, through whatever it is, we need to set that precedent and kick that enemy right out of that house. So as you're cleaning your house, open up that front door every day and sweep those demons right out of your house and tell them, command them in Yeshua's name to leave and to get out. That's what you do. And to leave everyone in that household alone. And, you know, and if you got to set the standard in your house. And when you start living in the emotions of fear and worry about being alone, Yahweh is going to provide for you. Yahweh knows the situation, but you can't stand for unrighteousness. A lot of people, these are gray areas. A lot of people are having issues with these things. But remember, Yah wants us to be in joy. You know, it's not a good thing when a spouse is not following Yah's ways. It's not a good thing. It's never a good thing. But we could just smile, no, we didn't follow his ways, and look what he did with us. Look what he did with us. So I pray that brothers and sisters here in the group here and brothers and sisters that are listening to this, maybe if you're in a congregation together or a church together, you would help one another and talk to one another in these situations and help people to understand that they're not alone. You know, and Yah does provide help for us, you know, and get away from these standards of the world today, you know, and all these different things, you know, and there Yah has put in order some laws to uphold righteousness these days, but the majority of laws by man are to uphold unrighteousness. So we have to understand this, and you know, and so many people will run to a lawyer and the family court and all these different things, and they're not running to Yahweh. They're not running to Yahweh. They put all their confidence in their lawyer with their lawyer's documents and their papers and everything else. Well, you need to have that much confidence in Yahweh. You need to have confidence in Yahweh and trust Yahweh is going to work in your lives. And Yahweh is going to work in your relationship. And Yahweh is going to do something about this. You need to have that confidence. You feel good with that nice lawyer when you walk in that courtroom, but you'll feel a lot better with Yahshua when you wake up knowing that he's on your side. You know, it just, it's time to rescue our partners and the ones we decided to team up with in life from the enemy and from the demons. It's time to rescue them. And if Yah has made it so where that person decided to leave and they don't want to hang out with the righteous, if Yah has put that case so and you've established righteousness in your home and Yah has created a situation of purity and cleanses in your home and that person decides to leave and move on, you're free in Yahweh to live for Yahweh. It's never a good thing when things get separated or torn apart by the enemy. But we all have choices as human beings. Today I bring before you life or death. Choose life so you may live. And we all have this choice. You know, we all have to make our decision and with counsel and prayer of how we're going to deal with a situation like that. But ultimately, we got to understand we can't keep doing the same thing and enabling people to abuse us, whether it's physically or spiritually. And if a person decides to leave, we don't have to spend our lives chasing them. And you know, we have to trust Yah, and Yah's going to speak to each of us in different situations and how to deal with these different situations and these different things. You know, and this is a perfect and great time for the cleansing and the healing of ourselves and our bodies and our life. You know, and I know this is something many people struggle with, but not many people talk about. And I just want to say here today that if you're going through this and dealing with this, you got to remember this is spiritual warfare. And it should be treated no different than you would treat other things as spiritual warfare. I speak about diseases that we go through. I speak about hardships we go through. Well, you know, with when it comes to marriage and relationships, spiritual warfare is involved in this, because the enemy wants to destroy the family structure. That's what he wants to do. Men need to stand up and be men of Yahweh, and women need to be women of Yahweh. You know, and we need to search out the scriptures and look at the model of what is a woman of Yahweh and what is a man of Yahweh. Not what the church says, not what the world says, but what the scriptures say. And make sure we're doing that. I get so many women that tell me all the time they wish their husband would be more a spiritual leader of the house and more spiritual and more spiritual. And then when they are, sometimes the women are enjoyed. They finally, thank you, Yahweh. But then sometimes they complain. Well, I didn't want him to be this spiritual, because now he's telling me I can't do unrighteous things. Now he's telling me I can no longer dress unrighteously. Now he's controlling. Didn't you just pray that he would be more spiritual? And I mean many men that prayed that their wives would be more submissive. But at the same time, they don't want to be men and lead. If you want your wife to be submissive, get right with the scripture and live the model of a believing husband. You know, so you know, when you pray, you got to understand, you know, we have something to do here as well. So I just pray that those of you that are going through these struggles and those of you that are dealing with these types of situations, that soon and quickly they be rectified and kick that enemy right out of that house. And remember this, if you're in a situation where you're in a marriage and you're struggling because you're not in one accord with each other, this can't be a battle against you versus them. It has to be a battle of you and your spouse versus the enemy. You need to remember, you know, you're on the same side and you need to kick the enemy out of your house. And if you're a young person or an older person that's still waiting, when you make these decisions about moving on and finding that person, please use wise counsel. Get two or three witnesses. Do not move forward with things too quickly. And from an emotional standpoint, I've seen so many people get themselves in situations that they shouldn't be in. Because I tell you, if you take care of that first part, you won't end up like that second part. If you take care of doing this from the righteous way, you won't end up in an unrighteous and an unholy marriage. But so many people have rushed this decision and made the decision the wrong way. And this is why we get in ourselves. And it's not just for that. For those of you that Yah has cleared the battlefield, and let's say you did end up divorced or something else, when you get in a new relationship, don't make the same mistake twice.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida 33466. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry.
I'm Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place Church. Our current sermon series is entitled The Blessed Life. Join us for worship Sunday at 9 or 11 a.m. or online at thegraceplace.com. We're located at 1550 Salerno Road, Stuart, Florida. You can call us at 772-287-6388. At the Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.
I would be desperate without your love. So slave to the darkness. If